Good afternoon. It's 5:44. I'm Jill Dittmeyer. The Indy Jazz Fest kicks off tomorrow night at the Schratt Center on Butler University. It's the first of 10 days of jazz all across the city, different venues for all different kinds of performers. One of the men in charge joins us live in the studio this afternoon, Rob Dixon. Welcome.
Oh, thank you. Great to be here.
You are the artistic director, the education specialist, and a performer. You wear a lot of hats, my friend.
Yeah, it feels like these days you have to wear a lot of hats, you know, to be in the business. So, but I have a good time, so.
And you are originally from Georgia. You came to Indiana to go to school at the fabulous IU School of Music in Bloomington.
Yes, correct, definitely. And fell in love with Indiana. Came up to Indianapolis after that and moved out to New York for a bit and then came back to Indianapolis, so.
Moved out to New York for a bit too. If I read your resume, we'd be out of time. You're on Wikipedia, man. You're listed all over the place. You've you've played with everybody all over. But you came back to Indiana, and along the way, you've stopped to kind of help educate and work at other schools as well.
Right. Well, I work with a lot of students in schools. Work with a lot of students in colleges. High schools, grade schools, so
universities and such. I mean, I think that's one thing a lot of people don't realize with, especially with jazz. There's a huge outreach.
Yes, there's definitely a huge educational outreach, and they have, you know, there are a lot of jazz camps that happen during the summer. A lot of schools have jazz programs, and I think there's a lot of jazz bands that are starting in a lot of elementary schools and high schools and middle schools now.
So. And has the sound, has the vibe changed throughout the years, or does it all kind of circle its way back?
You know, it's like anything else. Certain things are popular in the music at one point, and then it gets really progressive, and then it gets a little more reactionary. So, it's, you know, the music is always good. So. Jazz, I mean, playing, because people get a chance to express themselves, and because jazz, the fundamental component is improvisation.
And this year with the festival, which we were talking about, you've got performers all over the city, so people
right.
can have, another part of jazz is the atmosphere.
Right, and definitely, I think that there's, when you say the word jazz, definitely, there are a lot of thoughts that people might see and conjure up in their mind, and we try to create an atmosphere that is very fun and engaging to patrons at Indy Jazz Fest, and we have a lot of concerts that are happening in picturesque settings, and then we have some traditional, like what you would normally think of being in a jazz club, and that kind of vibe, so.
You can find out all those menus online at their website at the Indy Jazz Fest. And you're going to be at the Jazz Kitchen on September 17th with the Blue Side.
Yes.
And our very own Matthew Sosi is going to be there hosting that night.
Correct.
And you want to give us a little sneak preview here as
I brought my saxophone, so I'll play a little quick little thing.
Rob Dixon with the Indy Jazz Fest. You can see him on September 17th, hosted by our own Matthew Sosi. And check out all the rest of the venues. Thanks for stopping by today.
Thanks for having me, Joe.